Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 80th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 27 Times Cinema, that is a project fostered by the European Parliament, thanks to which 27 young cinema lovers are selected to be part of the jury of Le Giornate degli Autori, and they will also choose the best film for this section. Today I'm in company of Mansa.
Exactly.
Who represents which country?
Slovenia.
Slovenia. So welcome, Mansa. Welcome to Fred, and thanks for joining us.
Of course, gladly. Thank you for having me.
So Mansa, first of all, how are you? How are you feeling during these days?
Ooh, to be honest, I'm pretty tired all the time.
Yeah, we all actually.
I bet you heard that many times from other representatives of other countries. Our schedule is pretty packed from morning till night, so mostly tired, but at the same time this excitement keeps us up, and amazing movies also, so at the end of the day it is all worth it, and you go to sleep and hope for
satisfied and full.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so let's first say something about this project. How did you get to know about that, and why did you apply?
I actually got to know this project through my home cinema, because I work at that cinema, and we are a part of Europe Cinema. We are collaborators, so our director contacted all the young people working at the cinema if someone is interested in this, and I was the one who raised the hand to do it. So I already did it last year, but sadly I didn't
you
get
were not selected.
I was not selected. It was my colleague Anna. So I tried again to do it this year and luckily got in. So sometimes you have to try it more than once to, you know, get to experience
your chance. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
What is your background instead in the cinema, in the film industry? You are here just for your passion for cinema, or did you have the chance to study maybe some cinema related subjects? You have a background of that.
Well, mainly I'm here for my interest in cinema, but I also study media and communication.
Okay.
Which itself is not so focused on cinema. However, I am trying to take some outside courses on other universities and academies, and in that sense, getting some courses related to cinema and getting the knowledge in film and
So maybe you still do not have a clear idea of what you are going to do in this field of cinema, or you have.
That's exactly it. No, I do not have a clear idea yet. But I just selected the field that I like, which is cinema, which is pretty broad, and I'm trying different things in that department, and then seeing which one I relate to the most and which one gives me the most energy. And so far I'm still deciding, but I don't know, I think I'm just going to, I just want to get knowledge from all the different fields inside this department, and then wait for the opportunity where it shows up.
Okay. What about the films that you had the chance to see? Of course, not from Le Giornate degli Autori section, but from the competition as a whole. What was your favorite one? If there was one, of course.
Yeah, I wasn't very lucky with getting many other movies outside of our selection. I would die to see Poor Things, and
you're not the first one who
I bet, and also The Killer, and I would love to see The Beast also, but as I said, I wasn't very lucky getting the tickets, especially since it many times overlaps with our schedule. So far I've seen Making Off yesterday night. I have to say it wasn't really my cup of tea, since it's not the kind of movie I would be interested in, but still I managed to get through. It was generally good. I'm glad I had experience outside of the selection. But I still have many more movies that I really want to catch.
Yeah, I think that it's always a good experience to, you know, see film, watch films here with your colleagues and share different opinions that are not only I like that or I don't like that.
Definitely.
You are more focused on technical aspects and on the meaning of the film itself. So
yeah, definitely.
Now, just to close the interview, three words to describe your Venice experience.
I would choose tired, but I want to be a little bit more optimistic.
Tired could be one.
Then I would say honored also. Mm-hmm. Caffeinated. I'm going to switch tired for caffeinated, excited, honored, and let's say...
Two are enough. Yes, two are enough as well.
All right. Cannot come up with another one.
No problem. Two are enough. Thanks for your experience. Thanks for sharing this with Fred.
Thank you so much.
And this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.